It's the review show, post-Barcelona.
I don't even know where to fucking...
where to start.
We're going to talk tactics. Oh, we fuck. I think we're just going to go, yay, for about 40-odd mins. Neil can judge us later. Boys, I genuinely don't know where to start. This is going to be one of many shows that could be classified as reaction shows after the... I've written this, some sort of a shithole of an agenda. And my first line was, the best night of our lives, question mark. I don't think that's too... what's the word? There's too much hyperbole in that, is there, Sean? Have you had a better night in your life, ever?
It's the best one outside of finals.
Yeah.
Definitely. You can't, I mean...
Well, outside of finals, we're only talking one, really, that we won.
Yeah, well, even as I said finals, then it's the best night other than Istanbul. That one, which is the greatest night ever until the next greatest night. I keep saying this. This is the thing about this weird thing, isn't it? We keep saying this. We have these miracles, and the last miracle is the biggest miracle until the next miracle.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. I keep saying to people, I just said to Sean before we started, it's like living inside the Hollywood movie.
Mm.
I'm still in disbelief with it all. There were moments in the game last night, even as the fourth went in, I didn't celebrate for about 20 seconds.
No, I assumed something was going to go badly wrong.
Well, not even that, though. Like, because from my vantage point, I can always just look straight down at the linesman, and it all looked fine.
Yeah.
But even then, I was like, this is...
Oh, I missed the goal, by the way.
This can't be happening. I'd love to know when people miss the goal.
I missed it.
I think loads of people did.
I was talking to Julio next to me, and suddenly the crowd went nuts. What? How was the ball in the net? And then I thought, no, something's gone wrong there. They're cheering something very, very loudly, something that isn't a goal. And then I realised it was a strange unreality, which probably was just a matter of seconds, but it felt like a minute. It's crazy.
Yeah. Unreal. For me, it's the greatest one ever. Other than Istanbul, it's better. I've been lucky enough to be at the big ones of this generation. So Chelsea 05, Olympiacos, Juventus, Dortmund a couple of years ago, Roma. It beats all of them. It beats even for atmosphere. Mm. It was wild. The last half an hour was... I mean, I don't know what it was like to be in the car. I was in the cop for Chelsea 05, and I couldn't hear myself sing and speak. I'm in the main stand now, but even up there, I don't know what it was like to be in the cop last night, but it was wild.
Do you know what I noticed in Chelsea 05, and I felt it last night, is I'm always in the upper centenary, so it's not the cop, but it was loud there. That's full of moaners who don't sing very often, but everybody was singing. And you could hear people singing with such sort of... You know those final minutes where the whole ground was trying to sing us over the line like they did Chelsea? Mm. You could hear the audio distort. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's so many voices coming within that sort of auditorium that is Anfield, that you hear a distortion of noise. That's really strange, but brilliant. Mm.